coming up on episode number 260. Yeah, Sunday night, I'll request. I don't need to tell you the drill, do I? But coming up on tonight's show, you're going to hear songs that were originally performed by the Mamas and the Papas, one of my personal favorites, as well as Aha and Fergie. All this and more with trivia and some surprises all coming up right now on Coverville.
Just getting tougher, whole world is rough, it's just getting rougher, cover me, come on baby, cover me. Well, I'm looking for another hulu, come on in and cover me.
Greetings from Coverville for a Sunday night. It's November 5th. 2006. My name is Brian Ibbett, and welcome to another edition of Coverville, bringing you songs that were originally performed by other people, but are performed tonight by groups like Dada and Fiona Apple, Angela McCluskey. I think you'll really like tonight's show. And you know what? It's later than I usually record on a Sunday night. And so I've kind of got the vibe of the late night DJ. I don't know, the Venus flytrap, for those of you who know that I always wanted to be a WKRP DJ. This is the Venus flytrap. I'm going to light some candles around here, dim the lights, and get into this stuff. Let's get into the music, and I'll tell you some stuff after the first set. So, being all request night, let's jump right into a request.
Hey, Brian, this is Kirby from Charlottesville, Virginia, and I'm a huge fan of Coverville. Listen to it every day as I'm walking to school. I'm a student at the University of Virginia. I'm also a grad of Colorado State, and when I was spending time in Fort Collins, one of the local bands that I used to love to listen to was a group from Denver called Opie Gone Bad, and maybe you've heard of them, and they used to do a lot of cover songs of George Clinton stuff and James Brown and that kind of thing. And I was just wondering if you had any Opie Gone Bad in your vault that you could play on your show. I greatly appreciate it and keep doing the great work. All right, bye.
Thanks. Yeah, I do really like Opie Gone Bad as well. Jake, the lead singer of Opie Gone Bad, is the guy who actually does the national anthem at the local Avalanche games, the Colorado Avalanche. And I've brought this song out a couple times on the show, and I'm going to bring it out again because it is one of my favorites. One of my favorite Opie Gone Bad covers, but one of my favorite covers altogether, because it's actually covering two songs I really like, melding them together, and really, really smothering them in a healthy layer of funk. You know, this song, there's a reason that I have this on my top covers list. And there's certainly nothing wrong with me bringing this out a few weeks before I begin the voting for the Coverville Countdown, because this is one that I humbly submit for your consideration when you're making your nominations and your votes. Let's jump right into Sympathy for the Devil, Living for the City, originally by the Rolling Stones and Stevie Wonder, two separate songs, joined together here, performed by Opie Gone Bad.
Allow me to introduce myself. I'm a man of a wealth and taste. Lord, I've been around for a long, long year and stole many men's soul and faith. I was there when Jesus Christ had his moment of doubt and pain. That Pilate washed his hands and sealed his fate. I'm pleased to meet you. Hope you guess my name. What's been puzzling you is the nature of my before I lay your soul to waste. Ah, ah, yeah. Pleased to meet you. Hope you guess my name. I said, my mom, what you've been passing you is the nature of my game. Oh, yeah. Born in hard time Mississippi, surrounded by a world that ain't so pretty. Parents give him love and affection, keep him strong, moving in the right direction. His sister's black, she is shown of pretty. Skirt is short, but Lord, her legs are sturdy. To walk to school, she's got to get up early. Her clothes are old, but never are they dirty. Her brother's smart, he's got more sense than Mandy. His patience long, but soon he won't have any. To find a job is like the haystack needle. Where he lives, they don't use color people.
Hey Brian, this is JR from beautiful Valencia, California. I got turned on to your show a couple of months ago and I've been thoroughly enjoying it. I haven't made it through all the archives yet, but I'm going to go out on a limb and assume that you haven't played a version of California Dreamin' by a band named Dada. It's pretty good and I think your listeners would like it. Thanks for all the efforts you put into the show and keep up the good work. Cheers!
The leaves are brown, and the sky is gray,
and the sky is gray.
I've been sky is gray. I went for a walk on a winter's day.
California Dreamin'. They're performed by a group called Dada. They had a big hit, I want to say in the mid-90s with a track called Disneyland. A really good album, actually, called Puzzle, and they followed it up with American Highway Flower. I actually got to see them open up for Sting here at Red Rocks in Colorado, if you're familiar with the concert venue that U2 used for Under a Blood Red Sky, I believe it was. Just an amazing natural amphitheater that is has got two gigantic red rock walls on either side of it. And just an amazing place to see a concert. And the rain came down halfway through Sting's set, and so you realize how many songs Sting and the Police did that mentioned rain. But Dada actually opened the concert, and it was before I got into him. They really wowed me. As a matter of fact, from that concert, I actually bought a Dada t-shirt, but I didn't buy any of Sting's memorabilia, if that tells you anything. So that's Dada with their cover of the Mamas and the Papas, California Dreamin'. That comes from, that's a bonus track on the El Subliminoso release. And then before that, you heard Opie Gone Bad from their self-titled 1997 album, with an incredible cover, dual cover of the Rolling Stones and Stevie Wonder's Sympathy for the Devil and Livin' for the City. Two great songs, a great version of them, a great funkified combo of the two. All right, well, before we get into the next tracks, I want to tell you a little bit about some stuff coming up here. Of course, we've got the 2006 Coverville Countdown coming at the end of the year. I need to set up the forums, I believe, or something. I got to figure out how to do this, but I need to get nominations in, and I'll announce those in the upcoming shows on how you're going to nominate your favorite tracks. Then you're going to vote on them. I'm going to put all the nominations on a page. You'll cast your votes for which ones you want to see in the 2006 Coverville Countdown. Then the last five shows of the year, last six shows of the year maybe, we'll count them down. We'll start at, probably something like 30 and then count all the way down to number one. Last year, the top three were Johnny Cash's Hurt, Jonathan Coulton's Baby Got Back, and William Shatner and Ben Folds Fives, or Ben Folds Common People. Oh, I feel like I got sneezed. Excuse me. All right, better mark that time down. 16:03. Take out the sneeze. All right. So that was the top three for last year's Coverville Countdown. We'll see what makes it up this year. But part of the fun and the festivities will include a giveaway. I'm going to be giving away a 30 gig iPod, thanks to the MIDI podcast for supplying that. And as we get closer to that, I'll announce how you can win that. Coming up later this month, we've got the Beatles Thanksgiving show every Thanksgiving. It's funny, I've done it for 2 years. This will be the third year. But I say every Thanksgiving, I do a double shot episode, a longer than usual episode, maybe about an hour, hour plus, and do nothing but Beatles covers, because you know, you can't just have a Beatles cover story. It's got to be a holiday. It's got to be an event. So the annual Thanksgiving Beatles double shot will be taking place later this month on Thanksgiving. I get a giveaway for that, too. It is a Helmet MP3 player. It's really cool. The guy who came up with the Pez MP3 player has also come up with something called the Helmet MP3 player, which is a little football helmet. You can get it customized to whatever your college team was. If you're a Wildcat or a Badger or whoever you want, you've got that option for your MP3 player. But, okay, so we got those coming up. Now, real quickly, I want to tell you what's going on right now. The Coverville CD. Yes. I've been talking to a couple people about this. And this is kind of a test run of a Coverville CD. I've got some other ideas that will probably form in 2007 if they happen. But the fine folks up at Not Lame, I mean, I love these guys. They are absolutely one of the best labels that I've had the pleasure of working with. They were the first label that I started talking to when I did this and getting permission to play music. And Bruce up there is fantastic, as well as Marlene. They've, we talked about the Not Lame podcast that I do for them. But they have a deal going on right now, and it's going to go through the end of the month. If you make a purchase at notlame.com, and in the coupon field when you're making your purchase, you enter the coupon code NLCoverville1104. So NLCoverville1104. I won't put this in the show notes because I don't want it to be searchable and people who aren't listeners to the show find it and use it. But you guys are listeners. I appreciate you listening. And so if you use that code, NLCoverville1104, as the promo code when you do the checkout, when you check out of the store, not only will you get your purchase, of course you'll get that, but you'll get a very limited edition, limited CD called Covering Coverville, featuring 10 tracks pulled from the Not Lame libraries by Bruce and myself of songs from their various cover album tributes. Now, I've talked about the Jeff Lynne tribute, the Lend Me Your Ears. There's a couple tracks from there. There's a Cars tribute that they had last year that's been fantastic called Substitution Mass Confusion. Got a couple tracks from that. A Buffalo Springfield tribute, a Teenage Fan Club tribute, and even a tribute to Gene Clark that is out of print. So you'll be getting a couple songs you cannot get anywhere else from an out-of-print CD. So from now until the end of November, enter NLCoverville1104 when you check out at notlame.com, and you'll get this bonus CD. I'm designing the label for it. I think I'm even going to just custom sign each one, so you'll get a hand-signed, designed by Brian Ibbett, custom Covering Coverville CD label. All right? Okay. Let's get back into the music. This next track. Now, yesterday I took my son to see the remake, or the re-release of The Nightmare Before Christmas, the old Tim Burton animated movie. I didn't realize, but the album, the soundtrack, has come out as well on a re-released edition and features a bunch of covers of the songs from the movie done by Panic at the Disco and Marilyn Manson. And this track, which I have to thank Maxim Pozderek, who turned me on to this, but not only turned me on to this, made a request, which is even a long-distance dedication. This is going out to Skylar, the first girl he ever loved. And it's a cover of Sally's song, performed here by Fiona Apple.
This feeling that I have, the worst is just Take me.
All right, that is Take On Me by Ad Music, or ADD Music with JBB. Cover of A-ha's Take On Me, and I believe that was recorded for Song Fight, but I need to check my notes on that. You'll find that out in the show notes of the show. That was a request by Ian. Thanks, Ian, for sending that one in. And then before that, you heard Fiona Apple with a cover of Sally's song from The Nightmare Before Christmas soundtrack. I guess originally written by Danny Elfman, but performed, and I could be wrong on this, but I think by Catherine O'Hara, who did the voice of Sally in the movie. Well, Tina is joining me a little earlier than usual. Hello.
Yep. Hello.
It's like I said, it's late, later, much later than I usually do a show, and so I thought, well, let's bring Tina down for trivia in the middle of the show rather than make her wait all the way to the end.
I appreciate it because I probably wouldn't. I have a bedtime.
Yes, you do, and you get cranky if you don't meet that bedtime.
I know. I need to adhere to it so I can get my 8 hours of sleep.
And not,
I seriously need it.
And not a minute less.
Right.
Right. Okay. Well, then I'm not going to hold you up any further. We've got the Moment of Minutia musically challenged. We haven't had one of those in a while. So take it away, T. Lloyd.
Hi, Brian. Hi, Tina. It's T. Lloyd from the Moment of Minutia video podcast.
Howdy.
I'm back again for another round of Chronology Connection, in which I'm going to play three clips that you have to identify, find a connection between them, and then put them in chronological order based on their release date.
You got that? Three clips. You have to identify the song title and performer, figure out what the three songs have in common, and then put them in order chronologically.
Holy cow. Okay.
I know.
A lot to do.
Right before bed, too.
I know.
All right. That's a cover of Don't Give Up by Peter Gabriel. It was Peter Gabriel and Kate Bush, but I don't know. Wow, I don't know who did that cover.
Hmm.
But okay.
Okay.
All right, next. You said Steely Dan. No, who
okay.
What was the second?
Oh, Peter Frampton.
Oh no.
No. Okay.
Oh, Tina.
Sorry. Sorry.
It's Michael McDonald.
Oh yeah.
From the Doobie Brothers, and I think the song is called "Ya Mo Be There."
Okay.
Ya Mo Be There. Pushing on. But I don't know. Something
in my heart. I'm gonna say Dionne Warwick, but I don't know if that's right.
You mean Dionne Warwick?
Yeah.
No, this was. This was. Okay, hold on. On my own. Patti LaBelle, I believe. Was it
okay.
Patti LaBelle? On My Own is the song, I believe. Was it? She was singing with someone, Patti LaBelle, and I'm going to say Peebo Bryson, just because it's fun to say Peebo Bryson.
This should be pretty easy. I'm sure both you and Tina identified all three tracks, but did you make the connection? Were you able to put them all in chronological order? You can pause here if you need more time to think and discuss.
Okay, all right. I'm going to pause.
Well, actually, he sent me two audio files, so I can't help but pause.
Oh, great.
Okay, so we're saying the first one's Don't Give Up. I don't know who the performer is. But it was originally by Kate Bush and Peter Gabriel.
Okay.
The second one is Michael McDonald with Yamo Be There. And the third one is Patti LaBelle, maybe Billy Ocean? Patti LaBelle and Billy Ocean? I'm going to say Peebo. I'm going to stick with Peebo Bryson.
Okay.
Patti LaBelle and Peebo Bryson with On My Own. And the connection, see, I'm thinking that duets is the connection.
Oh.
But the Michael McDonald track, I don't know if, I don't think that was, oh, maybe that was a duet with Philip Bailey. Michael McDonald and Philip Bailey.
Sure.
So the three songs are duets, and I'm going to say the order is Patti LaBelle. I'm going to say the order is On My Own. No, I'm going to say Yamo Be There, On My Own, Don't Give Up.
Okay.
All right. Do you have any contribution? Do you want to say anything on this?
No, actually, the order is exactly how I would have put it. So, okay. Yeah.
All right. Well, let's see how we did.
Okay.
You looked like you were about to say something.
No, I'm done.
Okay.
Go for it.
Are you ready for the answers? I really hope I pulled one over on you with the cover of Peter Gabriel's Don't Give Up, but somehow I doubt it. I'm betting that Tina thought that the artist was Enya, which would be close, but not quite. It was.
Oh my God.
That's crazy.
Did you all hear her say Enya?
Enya, yep.
Her sister, Moya Brennan, duetting with Michael McDonald. I hope I'm not butchering her name too much. Brian, if you have a better pronunciation, I'd love to hear it.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go. That's
wow, that's
so
crazy.
So it's a duet with Michael McDonald. I'm going to change what I thought the, or enhance, they're all Michael McDonald tracks. It's Patti LaBelle and Michael McDonald on that third one.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think so.
This is probably my favorite cover of Don't Give Up, but I really like the gender reversal from the original and the Gregorian Masters of Chant version with Sarah McLachlan. Don't give up. This track was on the 1999 contemporary worship CD, Streams, which also featured a beautiful original song by Sixpence None the Richer. The next song also had a little gospel flavor, which was James Ingram and Michael McDonald, where they introduced Ebonics to the world with Yamo Be There in 1983. And we finished up with Patti LaBelle's duet with Michael McDonald, On My Own, from 1986. The chronology then was James Ingram in 1983, Patti LaBelle in 1986, and Moya Brennan in 1999. In honor of the conclusion of the Fox TV series Celebrity Duets, the connection was duets with Michael McDonald. That's my chronology connection round. If you like the idea of finding a visual connection with music videos, check out www.momentofminutia.com and see what other minute details I'm uncovering in music videos.
Wow.
Yeah.
That was pretty good.
That was good. Well, cool. Yeah, thank you, T. Lloyd, for sending that in. And definitely check out Moment of Minutia. It's a video podcast, and it's music videos, like little clips of music videos. The one I saw had Right Said Fred and Go West, King of Wishful Thinking.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Anyway, fun stuff. Check it out. Moment of Minutia, and of course I'll have a link in the show notes. Well, Tina, I'm going to let you get to bed.
Okay. Good night.
Good night, and I'll try not to wake you up when I come to bed.
Okay.
In 2 hours when I'm done working
yeah, no
on this.
Kidding. Well, the wind is kicking up, so.
Oh, fun. Yeah. All right.
All right.
Good night.
Good night.
All right, so moving on to our final set of the night. I played a cover of, oh, man, what was it? It was... I have it right here. Let's see. Lisa Richards. I played Lisa Richards' cover of I Hope That I Don't Fall in Love with You, I believe. And I commented that she has some Madeleine Peru in her voice, as well as Billie Holiday. Dale Cruz suggested also that you'll find a lot of Angela McCluskey in her voice as well. And so I checked out Angela's site, and I was hooked from the get-go by a cover of one of my favorite The songs. I'm a big The fan, and think Matt Johnson just did some amazing, has written some amazing music and performed some amazing music. So here's a cover of his Love is Stronger Than Death, performed here by Angela McCluskey from a 2004 release, The Things We Do. Thank you.
love, love, love. Me and my friend were walking in the cold light of morning. Tears may blind the eye, but the soul is not deceived. And this wild, even winter ain't what it seems. Here come the blue skies, here comes the springtime. When the rivers run high and the tears run dry, when everything that dies shall rise. Love. All the feelings unexpressed lay upon our hearts like the mist upon our breath. But I walk by grief, our spirits free. How could you believe that the life within the sea, that in your arms that reach, in your heart that breathe, got your goofy look.
clothes. Now I'm wishing that I didn't wear these shoes. It's like every time I get up on the blues, paparazzi put my business in the news. Now I'm like, here, get out of my face. Before I turn around and screw your ass with mace, lips make you wanna have a taste. I got that, I got the bass.
Blame Amy with their cover of Fergie's London Bridges. I love when a band comes out with a cover song so quickly after the original and mixes it up and especially changes it from something, you know, upbeat hip-hop to a real downbeat melancholy number like that. Again, that's Blame Amy with London Bridges. And then before that, you heard Angela McCluskey by request, suggestion from Dale. The Things We Do is the album. Love is Stronger Than Death is the song, originally done by The, and just a really, really moving cover. And it's kind of the opposite. The original was a very stripped-down piece with piano, and this one really adds a lot with the extra instrumentation and really beefs it up. All right, well, it's getting late for me, too. Let's go ahead and close this thing up. If you want to get a request or suggestion or correct me on something, by the way, I think I said, I did say that Hem was a she when I played Hem's cover a couple weeks ago or a few episodes ago. Nope, Hem is the name of the band. Sally is the singer. Thank you for all of you who wrote in and corrected me on that. Feel free, you know, if I screw something up, don't be shy and please feel free to correct me because I'm bound to make the mistake more than once if you don't. You can email me at coverville@gmail.com. You can call the request line like you heard earlier in the show, 206-222-COVER. That's 206-222-2683. Also, a lot of activity going on in the forums lately, which I'm very, very excited about. A lot of discussions going on, recommendations for cover shows. The David Bowie cover show is happening. The ska cover show is happening. I just got to get my act together and start filtering through the big piles of songs that I have earmarked for both of those shows. So soon, I promise you. And we'll be back on Tuesday night or Wednesday night with another show. Until then, this is Brian Ibbett saying that just about covers it for tonight. Thanks again for listening. We'll catch you next time. Bye-bye. Coverville is a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network. Now I gotta blow out some of these candles.